Live at Nightmare Studios in Houston, Texas, you're listening to the Genghis and Ragman Show, where two jamokes drink and rate craft beer while they chew the fat about the world of hard rock and heavy metal, followed up by one-on-one interviews with veterans and newcomers in the industry. I'm your official announcer, Joey Clams, and here to introduce themselves is tonight's special guest.
Hi, this is Buggy from Alarm for War, and I give you the right to rock.
Without further ado, here are two co-hosts who are so metal, their doctors are licensed mechanics. It's Genghis and Ragman.
Hi, this is Buggy from Alarm for War, and you're listening to the Genghis and Ragman Show.
Coming at you, say I'm dog, gonna smack you. American rap boy, gonna bang your flank and thoroughly spank you. With the truth, like rain, we got the proof. Got the gold, yellow tooth for proof. Time sticking in, checking boobies, sticking tits, a chicken name, finger licking good. Straight from the hood, made of wood. Never understood, it was good. They called us junkyard. We like American rockers, busting rounds of time. And you know you can stop us. Picture, can never guess, should be ready, go. Four homeboys representing our savior. Hey, I mean, busting in freestyle. Kick it, jump up, jump up, they need to go wild. Wanna find out what I just said?
All right, guys, you're on live with Ragman, Mono e Mono, with a newbie, a very newbie, probably the youngest guy that's ever been Genghis and Ragman show, so I better watch my mouth, but this kid is inspiring, and I, you know, if I could do what he's doing at his age, who knows where I would be right now. I wouldn't be where I'm at, I'll tell you that. Let's give it up for Buggy from Alarm for War. How you doing, Buggy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Alan?
I'm doing good, man. Good. Congratulations, man. Like I said, you know, being 13 years old, it's got to be pretty surreal having a record deal and opening up for Power Man 5000. Let's get a little back history of what happened with you. And don't take offense, but I got to ask the question. Was this kind of a YouTube thing, kind of like a Justin Bieber thing? And I only say Justin Bieber just due to the age. The music is vastly different, as we both know. But how did this all get going for you, man?
Yeah, no problem. Funny to say, because actually people asked about us just that I do YouTube, and that's totally fine. So I'm just giving a short story. So basically, I was in the studio one day on a separate project, just came along for the ride because I've never seen, you know, how music was actually done before, and, you know, watch that producer edit it and stuff like that. So I went along to watch on a separate project a singer do some songs in the studio. And what was cool about it is I was singing right on key with what he was doing, and I didn't even think about it. The singer just said, "This kid is singing right on key with what he was doing. He should ask him to come in here and do backups with me." So I thought that was really, really cool. I'm like, hey, 12-year-old kid doing backups, because I was 12 at the time. And then after that, I was asked, hey, can you do these songs? Can you rap these songs? Can you sing these songs? And I'm like, well, let's give this a shake. So, you know, a week later, I got the song, you know, memorized, you know, the stuff that you're going to do. And in the studio, it just went really smooth, and everybody seemed to really dig it. So after that, here we are now.
Wow, that's pretty cool. How do you end up in a studio? Do you have friends or your parents involved in the music industry? Or, you know, how do you wind up there?
Well, my parents are actually took me into that one on a separate project. Like I said, I just happened to be along for the ride. Hey, do you want to go through this?
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, very cool, man. Well, it's definitely panned out for you very well. So you get discovered, so to speak, or, you know, people are telling you, hey, you should do something. How does Alarm for War get put together, the band? Did you already have a band? Were you already kind of playing music? Or did this all just spur out of this studio experience?
Well, the musicians are seasoned musicians. I don't know if you'd recognize it, but I'm a 12, 13-year-old kid, so I'm not a seasoned musician.
Exactly.
So the musicians, you know, the great guys, seasoned musicians, they had the music put together. They already knew we were going to do a band, Alarm for War. And then, so the music was already done. All they needed was, basically singing and rapping in the background. So after that, kind of got, bass player and the guitar player. So after that, it was just kind of like, hey, I know this guy who knows this guy. So kind of like a link to that. So that's kind of how the band came together after that point.
Oh, that's cool. So where does the name Alarm for War come from? I want to say it's a political thing, but I've heard a lot of different things in your lyrics. So, I mean, did you come up with the name, or was this more of a producer saying, hey, I think this would fit, or how did you come up with the name?
Well, actually, our drummer, Smitty, came up with the name. Alarm for War comes from the book of Jeremiah 4:19, when Jeremiah was warning the people, and God was basically saying, don't warn them anymore because they're not listening. So through our lyrics, we're basically, sounding the alarm and letting people know, that about mainly the young people, because, in a lot of ways, the young people today have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. So we feel as musicians, it's our job to give them the positive message because, Alan, in a lot of the music scene today, there's a lot of, just a lot of negative music and promoting all the negative stuff and stuff like that. We're here giving people the other side of the spectrum, promoting a positive message, especially to the up-and-coming youth. So that's what we feel we're doing through our lyrics.
Yeah, I noticed the Christian angle in some of the lyrics as well. And I was encouraged to hear the positive message, especially from a younger guy out there, rather than, you hear it from some of the older guys out there preaching a positive message, which is a great thing too. But like you said, the youth is questionable with some of this, all the different things at your fingertips these days that a lot, guys my age didn't have, like the internet and a lot of bad stuff. I mean, there's been drugs forever, but now the internet can get cause so many other issues. Believe me, I know, being a father of a 14-year-old, it's just, there's so much out there that could corrupt a kid. So my hat's off to you for preaching a positive message through your music.
Yeah, if I can go to Day Turner Night really quick. The song Day Turner Night is a true story about a kid. He was hooked on drugs and he was told to stop, or one day it just may have cost him his life. After doing drugs in the bathroom, he was found dead on the floor. Now, this was at a drug rehabilitation system, keep in mind. Standing around his dead body, someone in the crowd shouted out, "Where's your God at now?" And then someone else in the crowd replied, "The same place he was when he was warning them." So, like I said, just giving people the positive message, letting you know you don't have to do drugs and stuff like that. So, like I said, just been, we love our veterans. I told the guy before, an all-American band who loves America, and, the veterans are the backbone of this country. And, just letting the young people know that you don't have to do drugs and stuff like that. So, as I said, it just really wraps around being a positive, other side of the spectrum, kind of music.
I tell you what, you're wise beyond your years, young man. I got to tell you, you don't sound like a 13-year-old I've ever talked to, that's for sure. And that's actually, I wanted to bring up that song because that's the song that's really caught on with me early on. And I really like the mix of the rap as well as the clean vocals. I think vocally, if you think about rappers, a lot of rappers, they don't have a really good clean singing voice. And they rely on the rap, but you can do both. Is there one you prefer over the other, or are you like kind of mixing it up like you're doing?
I told, you know, even the band, it's like, I really like rapping and singing. I think they're both tied for what I like. As a matter of fact, what I prefer, you know, rapping is, you know, more easier because, you know, like if you're doing a show, you know, a day you can just spit out a rap and stuff. But for singing, you got to warm up and stuff like that. So I really like both, but rapping, you know, is a little bit easier for me to do. Like I said, they're both easier for me to do. It's just easier, you know, to get up in the morning and start, you know, rap shouting right away instead of doing everything else. So I can really say I prefer one over the other because I love doing both.
Another thing I like about that song too is it's kind of a crossover where you have the rap and then you got a hard rock vibe and then almost like a metal vibe all mixed into one. And your guitar player, Kissa, I think that's how you say his name. That guy's awesome.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Kissa, thank you. He's basically, you know, it's funny to say that about that song. You know, because basically if people don't like the rap, then they might like the singing. If they don't like the singing, they might like the rap. So, you know, as a matter of fact, we were doing that, Smitty, our drummer's like, we got to add some singing here because then it adds, you know, kind of opens up to two different things. So if people don't like rap, then we got singing there. If they don't like singing, you know, basically they'll like the rap. So it's just really cool how we got the both, you know, correlation between the two.
Yeah, definitely. And that's something I wanted to bring up, which I thought that was kind of interesting because, you know, in the press releases, you are listed as a rap core. So kind of a, I think, metal core, which is, I guess, more screamo type stuff. But rap core was more the stuff, that movement in the 90s with your Limp Bizkits and maybe PODs and bands like that. But you guys have added the element of the guitar solo and the melodic guitar solo, which to me, as a longtime metal music fan, I really dig what you guys are doing. I find it very interesting. And I don't know if that's something early on when you guys started. I mean, it'd be so easy for you to just go in there and rap and do a heavy, you know, beat underneath you and stuff like that and make it kind of what I would call rapcore. But I think you guys are more evolved in something called rapcore because you brought in this element of the guitar shredding. You didn't have that back in the 90s. And you guys have it in your music, which I find that very appealing, I gotta say.
Yeah, it's funny too, because in, you know, the 90s rap, obviously I wasn't around in the 90s, but from what I've heard from the 90s rap, you know, we're a very unique rap band. It's not just like, you know, we're spitting something out. If you got, you know, if you listen to the whole EP, we got some kind of like, you know, every once in a while sometimes just kind of like the metal stuff, and then you got the shouting and then the rapping, so it's just very unique. You know, it's, we don't sound like really anybody. You know, nobody can say, hey, you're copying that guy, you're copying that guy, because we're a very unique band.
You know what? It would be so easy for you guys to do something like a Linkin Park or something like that, which I'm glad you're not. I'm not the hugest fan of them. I like what you guys do a lot more because being an 80s guy that loves guitar solos and the melodies and stuff, along with some of these heavier thrash elements that you guys mix in, like you said, I think you guys have hit on something that no one's really doing.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I just think, like I said, it's pretty cool, you know, especially when you said, you know, hitting on something that nobody's doing. It's just kind of funny that, you know, a couple of weeks ago we just played with, you know, Drowning Pool, Adelita's Way, Creed, stuff like that. So it's just really cool, you know, especially for a 13-year-old kid, hey, you're going to be playing with this guy. And then when you look up, you know, they got millions of views on their YouTube videos. It's like, wow, this is awesome.
Yeah, totally, man. Totally. Well, another song I want to bring up is Justified. I really like Justified. It's got a nice heavy groove to it. What can you tell us about Justified?
Might be breathing your last breath. The answers here, no fear. The test of faith, the grace, and nothing left. Hey, you can't
actually, you know, I love all the songs, but that's easily, you know, one of my top favorites. I just really like the, you know, the beginning, the den and the nen and the nen and the nen and that, and then the crowd, the, you know, the crowd kind of like anticipates it. All of a sudden it gets into the crowd, and then it starts, you know, doing us this, you know, the rapping in the middle. That's probably one of our most aggressive songs, and that's easily one of my favorite because it's aggressive. You know, I like the mellow stuff for a minute, but then I got to get back into the shouting.
So are you more? Do you gravitate more to the heavier side of the band, or do you kind of what's your favorite part of the element of what you guys are doing?
Well, I think, like I said, just the heaviest songs are my favorite songs. You know, I love the Alice in Chains singing on Control of My Mind and Love and Not Hate. You know, Day Turn Tonight, that's one of my favorites. You know, I like the kind of like where it quiets down for a minute in the middle, you know, the rapping. But then, like I said, I got to get back on the shouting because then you kind of get worked up and you're like, I got to just bring this thing. So I like all elements of it. I like the, you know, I like the where the rap gets kind of quiet, and then all of a sudden it shouts out again, and then the singing. So I just think it's really cool, you know, how that one kind of came about.
I agree. One last track I wanted to bring up was "Control of My Mind," which is kind of the same thing, you know, mix of rap. And like I said, I heard a couple real heavy, thrashy type elements in there that I really dig on that one as well. G-Money Farm Master grins above under his house, y'all. Should've known better. We bringing it on. Cross making it metal.
Yes, sir, that is actually my number one favorite. Like I said, love all the songs, but that would be my number one favorite, Control of My Mind. I love the hardcore, aggressive rap, as you said, in the beginning. And then you got the, you know, wicked kind of Alice in Chains singing in the middle. And then you got the aggressive rap all the way through. And then, you know, if you listen to the whole song, toward the end of it, you kind of like whisper it, and then you get louder and louder and louder, and then you just, you know, let it out, you know. So, like I said, that's easily my favorite number one song out of the whole EP.
Awesome. Well, let me ask you this. You know, you're coming to Houston here shortly in our early November with opening up for Power Man 5000. What can you tell the fans out there? What can they expect coming to Alarm for War show?
Well, you know, you listen to the EP, that's exactly where you're going to get live, but, you know, more with more, you know, like songs, you know, kind of drag out the endings a little more so people really dig on that. And, you know, it's going to be a lot of crowd interaction, and just expect to have a lot of fun because, you know, that's, you know, bringing a positive message but having a little fun in the, you know, in between nights. So just expect to have a lot of fun and expect exactly what's on the CD live.
What kind of set do you guys get? Are you just doing the whole EP, or are you mixing in some covers, or how much time are you allowed on stage?
Well, you know, we get the EP, so, you know, the times are kind of being worked out right now, but we do the EP, and then, you know, of course, you know, before sunset, you got the crowds, you kind of got to talk to the crowd for a minute while they're dragging out a beat, you know, the band's dragging out a beat, and then come in whenever you're ready. So the times are being worked out right now, but yes, sir, we do the whole EP.
Very good. Well, what were some of your influences getting started, Buggy? I guess it's on the heavier side, especially with the direction of the band.
I'm going to be completely honest with you, Alan. I had listened to POD before we did the EP, but I honestly was not trying to sound like them. I like, you know, some rap stuff. Hey, let's pop in this city, let's pop in this city. But I wasn't trying to sound like anybody. It's really just honestly how it came out. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, well, good, you're not trying to sound like anybody. So, you know, that's what people like is when you be yourself. So I wasn't trying to sound like anybody. It's just how it came out.
Oh, no worries. It came out well. Came out well. Well, let me ask you this. Is there a band that you're dying to open for or play with, or a band that... And then also, I want to follow up that with, you know, what band have you played with so far where you've been a little starstruck?
Well, you know, we're not really kind of starstruck kind of guys. You know, it's really cool if you meet somebody that, you know, like Drowning Pool, those guys are cool. You know, it's just cool meeting them. But we're not really starstruck. You know, we hold our own. This is what we got to bring. But, you know, it is cool to see the guys. As our first show, it was just kind of funny because, you know, you see these guys on the internet and I'm like, oh, those are the guys on the internet. They're standing right in front of me. So we played with Adelita's Wave, Creed, Blacktop Mojo, Drowning Pool, you know, and the Such. So we played with, you know, bands so far. So, yeah, it's just not, like I said, not really starstruck, but it is cool to see those guys, you know, once you see them online and then you see them in person.
Do you have that dream band that you want to open up for?
Yes, sir, Megadeth. Megadeth would be awesome to, you know, play with those guys, tour with those guys. If, you know, they're kind of like our band in a lot of ways, kind of like, you know, shouting and kind of, you know, angry about it and then their music. So Megadeth would be, that'd be awesome to go with those guys.
You just gonna need to call Mr. Mustaine. It sounds like you guys have a pretty good agent if you're already getting on all these bills and you just got your first EP coming out. That's pretty good move in the right direction for sure, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Well, Buggy, before we let you go today, is there anything you'd like to tell the fans out there?
Well, yeah, guys, I just want to tell you guys, come up to one of the shows. We'd be very happy to see you, excited to see you. And you can visit us at alarmcore.com. Again, alarmcore.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. We also got Spotify and Amazon, iTunes, and Apple, where you can get the EP online download. And we also have the physical CD. So check us out. You know, we'd love to see you guys at a show.
Well, Buggy, we want to thank you for coming on the Genghis and Ragman show here at therighttorock.com. And we want to tell all the fans to go get Alarm for War, Enemies of the State. It's a great little EP, and these guys are going to be rocking your town soon. Before I let you go, Buggy, I didn't ask you, how long does this tour last? And then do you have plans going forward after this tour?
Yes, sir. The plans going forward would just be, you know, reaching the crowd, reaching more masses, you know, just kind of keep working your way up until you got, you know, a lot of people there. So, you know, after this, the dates are all being worked out right now. You know, you're just kind of slowly working your way up there. So I'll be able to talk about that, you know, in a little bit in the future. But like I said, we're just working on getting some tours on bands. I'm sorry, you know, jumping on tours with bands and just getting out there and rocking this thing with the people.
Well, Buggy, it's been a pleasure talking to you, young man. I think you have a great future ahead of you. You got your hat on straight. And you're putting out some good music, man. Keep it coming, and we look forward to seeing you in our town, man.
Yes, sir, you too. And just wanted to say again, thank you very much for having me on.
This has been Genghis
and Ragman,
and you've been listening to the Right to Rock podcast, and we appreciate you listening, and we want to give a big thank you to Tracy G, who is the third unofficial member of the group. We appreciate all of his work, especially the Broken Man song, which is the theme song to the Right to Rock podcast.
Also, we're going to give high props to our boys in Sonic X. Adam and Joseph have lent us 13 to finish the show, so what you're listening to right now is 13 by Sonic X, so check them out, and keep checking us out, and horns up.